Welcome to Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. He's Kai, I'm Kels, and today we're talking about Gakko Garashi, or School Live. Kai, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, considering that you made me watch anime I Am Legend, so thanks for that.
Man, yes. That was super sad. So let's start off. What is School Live? School Live is a schoolgirl anime about a zombie apocalypse. There are four schoolgirls, age like 18, 17-ish, you know, old enough, living in a school because everything went to shit while they were, you know, at the schoolhouse. So last week we looked at High School of the Dead, and this is super cute version, right?
Yeah, I mean, super cute, but I could almost argue this is like more messed up because of what one character's mindset is. In High School of the Dead, you kind of have everybody's aware of the situation. Everybody's, you know, coping in their own different way, but their mental state is still somewhat stable.
Yeah.
And then you have School Live, where, like you said, living in a zombie apocalypse, but one character in particular, which I guess you could call her the main character, Yuki, just thinks everything is normal. She has, I think it's called displacement or something, like mental displacement. I forget the actual term for it. But her psyche created a scenario because everything around her was just too grim. So yeah. She has gone with the story that it's just a normal school, like they're going to school each day and everything's fine. And our main character, Yuki, just goes on being happy-go-lucky while the other three girls are painfully aware of what's going on with the zombie apocalypse, with the outbreak, with their friends dying, with their loved ones passing. And the saddest part is they have to keep up the act that everything is okay because they're not sure what will happen to Yuki if they don't.
Yeah, man. Off the top, spoilers alert, this isn't all that old, but we are going to be talking about more details from here forward. Totally worth the watch, 12 episodes, super character focused, not very gory, but super fucked up in the making you feel things and like anxiety about characters surviving and what's going to happen. Totally worth the watch. But from here forward, spoilers. So episode one ends and we realize exactly what's going on with this school. We find out, you know, exactly that it's a school that's been broken in the zombie apocalypse, and the Live It School Club is these four girls. And Yuki is sort of one half unhelpful. They sort of let her go off and live her regular ass school day in her own mind, while the other three keep them alive.
Yeah. And you have Kurumi, which is kind of like, I guess, the bruiser of the group. She carries around a shovel. And in the second episode, I believe, you see her kill a zombie and kind of deal with the memories and past. You see all the characters deal with what life was like before that. And we see that she's carrying like a huge hostility towards zombies, rightfully so, though, because they're, you know, zombies. But like, she throws this ping pong ball to distract the zombie because it follows the whole trope that zombies are attracted to noise. And so the zombie follows the ball, and then she just crawls through the barricade that they have built and just like whacks the zombie. But in the process of doing that, she has flashbacks to her old fling in high school, and just like almost gets devoured. And yeah, then she snaps back into it and just destroys the zombie. It's very...
The reason she gets taken out of the situation is because she's not necessarily dealing with things okay herself. Wasn't it where she had to murk her boyfriend or her, you know, her love, her crush.
Yeah.
Like she had to end his life. Or, you know, as a zombie, you know, murk him.
Yeah, because he turned and, you know, you'd rather see your loved one not here anymore than be a zombie. So she made that choice to take care of him, and it still, like, plagued her.
Yeah, you're not getting away from that. You know, you're focusing on, when all you have time to do is focus on survival, you don't have any time left to cope or deal with the psychological burden that is, you know, having to do that.
Yeah. So she deals with that, and we have, so she's, that's who she is. And then we have Yuri, who is the president of the School Live group, who is the leader type, kind of, I guess, want to say a mother figure. She's very like, hey, we have to do this, have to do that. She organizes like what food they have. She takes inventory. She has like a planner. She's very together. She's the together one of the group.
Yeah, not super physical, but the mastermind, I would say.
Yeah, definitely the one that's holding everybody together. And you see that she's mainly the one who's like, we shouldn't tell Yuki, because I feel like if we do, then there'll be, we don't know what'll happen. We don't know if she'll lose her mind, if she snaps, like, we don't know if she'll be okay. We don't know the ramifications of shattering her reality. So it's best to just kind of keep things the way they are for the time being.
And we see some of that in later on in the show, right? So when they go down on the adventure within the school, I think it's like the test of courage or something.
Yeah.
You know, to go collect some supplies from the school store. And Yuki gets sort of trapped by some zombies. And she starts going through it and realizing that none of this is okay, and what I think is going on isn't going on, and everything's, you know, gone to shit. She locks up. Yeah. So that's the big worry, is, you know, she is, you know, mentally broken. And if we peel back the facade of what she thinks, she may be totally helpless and totally unable to care for herself, because at least currently she can, you know, move around and do things. But what happens if that's pulled away from her? Like, will she be functional at all? Which, hey, fortunately, later on, we find out, yes. But half the show is, oh my God, what happens when she finds out none of what she thinks is real?
Yeah, and she's kind of similar to Yuki in that regard, that she has a not quite as a delicate sense, but she also has some buffers to deal with reality as well. And you have our fourth girl, Miki. Miki, is it?
Yeah, Miki Naoko.
Who?
Naoki.
Yeah, so they rescued her from the mall, or she was saved by her pet dog, which is her adopted dog, I would say. They found her and saved her when she was being attacked by zombies. And she is the one who's most against Yuki's delusions. She's like, we should tell her, like, why do you guys accept it? Like, she even tried to talk with Kurumi and even Yuki to be like, hey, like, this is not the right way. And then she even was basically got to the point where she was like, you're faking these delusions. Like, she's very, very, I guess there was a insecurity she felt by Yuki having these delusions. She was like, why should I have to do this?
Yeah, why should I have to live in the world that is, you know, so full of shit when you can just pretend it's not even there? And, you know, because she didn't know Yuki before things went terribly awry, she didn't have that sort of relationship with her, you know, before things went crazy. Miki's story, just that got me, you know, when her and her friend were going to the mall and then everything went to shit and she, you know, they locked themselves in like a storeroom and they found this dog that was some old lady's and they were all living together, but her friend didn't want to stay inside. And yeah, we never find out what happened to her friend when she left, but I'm certain that it wasn't good. So, like, that was super rough because, like, she had, like, a romantic feelings for this girl.
And it's wow. And which makes me feel like, spoiler, which makes me feel like we're getting a season two, because at the end of it, at the end of the episode 12, Graduation, you see that's Miki's friend who picks up the letter that says, "We're all okay," and has a picture of her, and she doesn't seem like she's been zombified.
Does she?
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she is.
I'll have to go back and watch that. The reason I suggest there's not going to be a season two is this came out in 2015. There's been about 5 years between the anime being finished for season one and now. But that's not to say there's not more content. So there is more manga story available, and that got finished as of 2020.
Yeah.
But I don't know what their play is on that. So who knows?
True, true. So that's one interesting thing we have to look forward to. Well, I will probably go and read the manga at some point.
Me too, man. Looking at this, I'm like, yeah, I'll sit down and read it. We've got one more character that we've got to talk about. Well, two more. We got to talk about the dog.
Yes.
And then we got to talk about the teacher.
Yes. So the dog, which is the best boy and also part of the school life group, is Takamaru. And Lord, he is...
man,
just the cute...
Absolutely. Toromaru is so cute and so helpful, other than having, you know, consuming more food.
Yeah. I mean, they have dog food for him, ironically. Or at least I think that's what that is.
But Toromaru was found with Miki in the mall. And when they saved her, they also saved him. And his whole story with the school live group is super sad.
Yeah, no, it's the story of him, like his owner, something happened to his actual owner. Mm-hmm. And then Miki gets like attached to him. So basically becoming his new owner.
Except for the fact that he does not like Miki. Like,
yeah.
Real snarky towards her.
Yeah, he's really here for Yuki and her hat, which is interesting to me. But, major spoiler, you see him being like super helpful and attentive, and then at the end when Yuki has snapped back to her senses and reality, and, well, before that, he gets bitten on his neck, and he turns into a little bit of a zombie dog, I would say, or not maybe like full zombie. It's really weird. That's the one thing that I kind of, it was like they could have like a almost in between transformation.
Yeah, so he's not dead, but he's certainly turning. So when he succumbs to the infection, he gets violent. Which is totally different from him in general. So it's just so tragic, you know, that he's so hype the entire time. And right there at the end, they got to do something with him.
Yeah. So he goes to defend himself, or you see, Yuki's going to the comms room. So she's going to the comms room to basically give this heartfelt speech that also tore out my liver and ate it, about what school is to them and why the zombies are still at the school, and basically give a distraction so her friends can get out of the school and or get to safety. And because, again, zombies are attracted to noise, so that whole stigma or trope, I guess. And when this happens, like, Miki, the zombies come towards her, or Yuki, the zombies come towards Yuki, and our boy Tohamaru, like, starts protecting her, and basically gets damaged and hurt again, and it's really sad, because he goes, like, they think he's gonna be okay, they bandage him up and everything, and then he actually ends up dying not in Miki's arms, but, like, right next to her and looking at her as she's, like, petting him and giving him water, and she warms up to him. It's just, like, a whole... It was, like, I Am Legend levels of sad when Will Smith killed his dog. It was, like, it's always sad to see our best friends, the dogs, go down, because it's, like, he was the best boy. And I was not expecting that, you know. I was expecting, like, a psychological thriller, but I was not expecting the level of feels that I was forced upon by this anime.
It's definitely very character-focused and relationship-driven, which is how they get away with not having, you know, the levels of smut like High School of the Dead. How do you make it interesting? You tell real stories and real relationships, and that's why it's so good for me, you know?
No, of course. And
one final relationship for this story is the teacher, Megumi.
Yeah. Man. So, Megumi is a character that you see throughout the first few episodes talking to Yuki, walking around. And as we know, Yuki's delusional, so... At first, you're like, okay, maybe the teacher's a delusion as well. But you're like, nah, it can't be a delusion. Like, she's too real. And then you find out she is a delusion. And
sort of, yes.
She's a real person. She just got turned into a zombie before the series started. And she was in the basement. Mm-hmm. And her zombie, Megumi Zombie, is actually... the one that turned Takamaru, that bit Takamaru. And you see that Megumi became a zombie because she protected... Because Yuki. She was protecting her... Yeah, protected Yuki. So Yuki couldn't, like, accept that. So she went ahead and created this delusion that Megumi was still alive. And when she's coming to grips to get back to the broadcast room, she realizes that Miki's or Megumi's final words to her, which were I forgot what her final words were. They were along the lines of, like, what do you want to do someday? Like, or... God, you remember what her final words were? Because, like...
I'm scrolling through right now trying to find them.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm drawing a huge blank. I'm like, I don't know why I can't remember what they were. But...
I'm not seeing anything in this... in the wiki.
Yeah. No, it was... But her final words were very endearing, and they were targeted towards Yuki specifically, and it showed that she didn't have any remorse for what she was doing. Like, her sacrifice was because she cared about Yuki, and Yuki had realized that upon seeing Takamaru smile at Miki at the end when he was like, even though life is pain and all this. We can't forget the ones or that we have. Basically, we have to live and keep on living for those who weren't here or aren't here. And which was like just the character development of Yuki, because from her going to refuse and accept reality to her being the one to kind of comfort everyone else was nice. And to the point where she's actually telling the other girls that you shouldn't forget the sad things because they're important as well. Like, you should keep them and remember them to remember the people who were there.
Yeah. If you forget everything, you lose the memory of the people who existed. And that's your job as the living, is to remember those who aren't.
Yes, and the teacher's last words were, "I was so glad I was your teacher as she was dying." And that's what blocked. So Yuki had blocked those words out because she was still trying to keep her alive. But by doing that, she was kind of negating what her teacher had done for her. Yeah. And that was just like, it was like that type of stuff where there was like levels to it. I was just like, man, I was just trying to watch some cute girls fight some zombies or something like that. And you're out here and got me in the field train. Like, I thought it was going to be smut, like High School of the Dead was. I really wasn't ready.
Yeah, man. No, it's 100% worth the watch, you know?
No, I highly recommend it. Like, it's a very... It's with 12 episodes and just the level of emotion you get and character development and the four different characters, five, because we got to count the dog as well. It's a hell of a ride.
Man, and so let's take a moment and talk like top down level. So this is 12 episodes. We've got, you know, four or five characters to tell a story about. Like, looking at the pinnacle of storytelling recently in Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, telling such intricate stories over 12 episodes too, it really looks like to me that having characters to tell stories about is an easy way to do one of these short run animes and make it mean something to the viewer.
Yeah. So I gotta say that it's in that same vein of being a great, like, it's, and it's really engaging as well. Like, the first episode had me, like, it left me on a cliffhanger. That was, because you saw her, like, closing the window to see if there's, like, the zombies were out there, because it was just, and what also got me, like, yeah, I was telling you earlier, is that the character designs misled me to, like, these are actually, like, basically on the verge of being adults, like 17 and 18 year olds. And what I really loved as well was Yuki's whole character of, like, who she was, like, the type of person she was before the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, I really, that she was basically just a very caring person about for everyone.
Yeah, man. Like, and it follows through, you know. The personality traits follow through, even if she isn't here in reality. Like, she cares about, like, each individual person.
Yeah.
And, you know, making relationships and taking care of them. Which you see that, even if she's not all there at a certain point in time, you know, she still cares about each person.
Yeah, she tries to see the best in everybody and just tries to be the best at everything, because she just feels like life is so, I guess, not like you said, optimistic, but I guess she just feels like life is such like a gift. Like, she understands that. So it was just really nice to see like the whole different type of dimensions that we went in with this character.
And like you were saying on episode one, like the cliffhanger where they finally pull back the curtain and show you what the world is really like was crazy. Like, the fact that she's like, oh, someone left the window open, and that window was broken to begin with. It's like, oh, so that's what we're really looking at. All right. And yeah, then it like gets into things from there. It's crazy.
Yeah, she is messed up.
But no, totally. For your spooky month, I would totally suggest School Live or Gakko Karashi for a quick watch that is 100% worth your time.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, just 100% recommend it. Also, catch High School of the Dead as well. If you want to know more about it, check that on our last podcast. If you want to know more about other things coming up, check out our next podcast when they air to stay up to date on Spooky Scary Month.
So next episode of Your Typical Shonen Protagonist will be... We're talking about Higurashi. The new season is out. There's been a major swerve in what's going on. So we're going to talk about that. What's where we have come from, where we're sitting currently. We're going to sort of pair those up. Also, you've got Content Breaker on the same feed, which the next episode of that will be Courage the Cowardly Dog, coming out on Thursday.
Yes, that's a fun one.
Yes, it is. You can find all of these on the Your Typical Shonen Protagonist feed on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Podcast, anywhere podcasts are collected and you like to enjoy them, or on the website, that's ytsp.org.
Yes, we will catch you. Oh, you can also catch us on Twitter.
Yep.
At URSTP, which is Your Typical Shonen Protagonist.
Your TSP, that's URTSP.
Yes, URTSP.
Static Dreads. That's Static Dreads with a Z on the end because he's cool.
Yes. And we look forward to catching you guys on the next one.